Turning elsewhere in the Middle East, to Iraq, where wanton violence continues to claim innocent lives. The Chaldean Patriarchate authorities late Monday announced that another Chaldean priest was abducted in Baghdad. Father Sami al-Rais was taken by unknown men just a few meters from his home near the Church of St. George in the Iraqi capital. Father Sami is rector and professor at the major seminary of the Chaldean Patriarchate, which was due to restart lessons after security pressures closed it down. The few seminarians there say the closure is now indefinite without their rector. Father Sami's abduction comes a week after another Chaldean priest, Father Douglas Yusuf al-Bazi, from St. Elias Parish in Baghdad, was released after 9 days in captivity. Lydia O'Kane spoke about the kidnappings with Daniel Hoffman, president of Middle East Concern, a human rights organization focusing on the plight of Christians in the region.
Of course, it's not only Christians who are kidnapped. Quite a number of people are kidnapped in Iraq these days. There are different reasons. Some of them have a predominantly criminal element. It's for money. And also Christians are abducted for these reasons because they are perceived to be wealthier. And also they are usually not part of larger tribes that can give them protection. There is also, in some kidnappings, there is a religious element where Christians are perceived by some Islamic groups not to be protected by Islam, and therefore they can be kidnapped. Sometimes also they're kidnapped in reaction to certain events, like the speech of the Pope last September or the Danish cartoons earlier this year. So there are different reasons why they can be kidnapped.
The Christian community would be relatively small in Iraq, so is it the security situation getting increasingly harsher for Christians living in the country, do you think?
Yes, very much so. The security situation in general has been deteriorating considerably the last few years, especially since the beginning of this year. But also the situation for Christians has become much more precarious. You mentioned earlier this is the second kidnapping since last week, but I think it's the sixth since September of this year. So there is quite an increase in attacks. And it's not just kidnappings. There are also an increase of threats against Christians. In a number of the bigger cities, they have received notices that they have to financially support the Islamic groups or face attacks against their persons or buildings. So there's an increase of pressure on Christian girls to wear the veil and otherwise dress according to Islamic dress code. So yes, there has been a significant increase in the security situation of Christians in Iraq.
I mean, the last Chaldean priest, he was 9 days in captivity and he was just released. So Are they looking for ransoms? Is that the idea? Because this priest was released, and I know others may not have been that fortunate, but is there a general pattern to this?
It's difficult to know. Of course, the people involved don't admit whether or not ransom has been paid. But yeah, earlier, I think in September, October, there were two priests who were kidnapped, and they were also released. And then last month, there was a Syrian Orthodox priest in Mosul, where the family managed to get together some ransom money, but the abductors broke off all contact and he was found killed the next day. And just a few days ago, there was a Presbyterian church leader also in Mosul was kidnapped, and ransom negotiations were still ongoing. Suddenly contact was broken off by the abductors and he was found killed just a few days ago. So it's not completely clear why sometimes they are released, sometimes even in the middle of negotiations, they are killed.
So what can be done, or what is being done, do you think, to improve the security situation for the minority of Christians? Do you know of any measures that are being put in place to stop this from happening?
Well, a lot of the Christians in Iraq themselves are fleeing to safer places. You have hundreds of thousands of them who have fled the country altogether, usually either to Jordan or to Syria. And you have even more Christians who have fled to the north, where there are areas which are predominantly Christian, which are in the Kurdish-controlled, which are more quiet and safer in general. And you have larger numbers of Christians who went there for safety. Otherwise, I'm not aware of specific activities, either by the church or by the government, to protect the Christians in general.
Your organization, what involvement do you necessarily have with all this?
With the abductions, the only involvement we have is to raise awareness and to raise prayer for people who are abducted in the Christian circles worldwide.
Daniel Hoffman, president of Middle East Concern, speaking there with Lydia O'Kane.